Hello, you're watching the Stretford Paddock Podcast. I'm joined today by Kieran. You all right?
I'm not too bad, yeah.
Alex, you all right?
All right.
Stig?
I'm just about to retweet something with a comment that'll make people bile piss. Why? So I'm retweeting that we've just gone live.
And I'm Joe.
I've added, hi, mate, if you could retweet this and add a comment, something like, we are live, will do.
People are gonna just have a go at us for being too corporate, but you're just being a twat. Right, today we're going to be talking about Jadon Sancho, United's new signing. The deal's done. It's signed. We've seen him holding the shirt.
He's going to lean out a shot while he says that.
Yeah. He's holding the shirt. He's our new call him David Beckham or something. Number 7. He scored 20 goals, 20 assists again this season for Man United. He's an incredible player. What do we think?
It's going to be a minute.
Jadon Sancho's really good at playing football. That's something I've learned through my depth research. He's very good at kicking the ball around.
Top 5 things that United want from football?
Only top 5.
This is the modern Manchester United.
Do you think the fact that he's got like the same numbers that Mkhitaryan had at Dortmund maybe mean that the Bundesliga is shit and no one dares admit it because they like all these cool players that go there?
Yeah.
They do, don't they? Oh, Haaland's amazing. Yeah, he's great. Every single goal he scored is just on a plate for him.
Yeah, but he's done that everywhere.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's good. Yeah. But again, Mkhitaryan, Kagawa, even people like Nuri Sahin, who was incredible for them.
Jeez, he
and then he went to
Dortmund.
Liverpool, didn't play a game because he was shit.
And there's a reason why Royce hasn't got a move anywhere else as well. So people kind of look at him and go.
People act like it's like one of the best leagues, and it is good, but the top 3 teams are really good, even though Bayern actually haven't been that good for about 6 years.
Anyway, have you seen how Manchester United's new signing, Bruno Fernandes, who scored 30 goals and 20 assists in a season, has been getting on in training? No. Link whatsoever.
Has it been any good?
It looks good, doesn't it?
I'll take that as
it. Does it look good?
You're missing the fucking point.
We're missing it. What are we missing? What have we got?
The fact the Portuguese league is equally as pish.
Yeah. I mean, I agree though, but everyone says that. That's the difference. People agree that the Portuguese league is shit. Not shit, but, you know, not really comparable to the Premier League. Well, but people act like Bundesliga is just as good when only one Bundesliga team has won the Champions League in the last, like, nearly 30 years now. What was it, 93 that Dortmund won it?
No, Bayern won it in 20.
Yeah, only one.
Oh, sorry, Bayern
won it a couple of times.
Like,
that's it.
And other than that, it's a league that is so like top heavy. And then you see, like, right, so people where it translated into the Premier League.
Top heavy league?
Well, yeah, as we've seen in England. But at least we've got 4 Champions, European semi-finalists. De Bruyne is one of the few players that's come from Bundesliga and actually done it in England to a roughly same extent that he did it in Germany.
He's got in the Middle East.
It's Patrick Vieira. It's a bit
But
I think sort your bloody microphones out. Some are too loud and some are too quiet.
Are they too loud? No.
Oh, come on.
I think maybe because we're leaning away from the mic.
Maybe, so. Yeah.
Kieran's is very loud.
There we go.
Oh, we got a super chat nailed in here. Poch is coming to United. It's nailed on. Funny how the board keeps sacking managers but fail to realise the majority of the reasons we are failing is because of them. FFS, which means for fuck's sake for all you.
What was that question? I faded in and out then.
Poch is coming to United. It's nailed on. Funny how the board can keep sacking managers but fail to realise the majority of the reasons we are failing is because of them. FFS is from Prem.
Probably bang on. Like, you know, I really don't want to see Pochettino managing United, but I feel like we're gonna.
Yeah, I think we are. I think it's now.
Sad, isn't it?
But Sancho, lads, anyway, the numbers he's been putting up are pretty...
Go on, yeah. Kieran's been our stat guy today. Go on, get your stats out.
So we got 12 goals, 13 assists in the league this season. So about a goal every 128 minutes, we'll say. And when you consider he's, I believe, the youngest player ever to score 25 goals in the Bundesliga in history.
Yeah.
You know, he's maybe as good as the numbers Kagawa and Mkhitaryan are putting up. He may be that little step more. He's created 12 big chances this season. And when you compare that to our top assister is what, Dan James, who's got 6? He's only created, 6 big chances this season. 2.5 key passes per game. You compare that to someone like Raheem Sterling, who we presume he'll be starting with alongside the Euros this season. Sterling's only got 1.5 in a City team that creates a lot of chances as well, and 2.8 successful dribbles per game. And when you look at who would you say our top dribbler is? Maybe Anthony Martial.
Yeah, probably.
He's only looking at 1.5 as well, so he's probably an upgrade in every single department.
Yeah, the thing is, what I'm not trying to do is doubt how good Sancho is. We've seen him for England; he looks good, but I don't think he necessarily stands out for England the way he does at Dortmund.
No,
I think Dortmund have made a real habit of creating a shitload of chances year in, year out, and have done for 7 or 8 years. They make so many chances and always score loads of goals. They concede a lot of goals as well, which is why they don't usually win the league. But I just think coming from that league to United, that's my only concern. I would love to have him at United.
All right, so who else do you buy then?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Because I think there's a pattern emerging that United tried to bring in Haaland. Now, what's Haaland doing? Oh, I don't know, shitting goals every fucking where he's playing. Bruno Fernandes, what's he doing?
Shitting goals
and assists everywhere he's playing. What's Sancho doing? Goals and assists. So at least United have gone, right.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it feels like United have gone, who's absolutely bossing it? And on the right side of like 30.
25, yeah.
You two fellas.
Yeah, no.
In your fucking cup.
I'm not saying that I don't think we should get him. I would be so excited and over the moon if we did get him. I'm just sort of voicing my potential kind of reservations, which were the same ones that we voiced over Fernandes. And I'm so excited about him as well.
Today, that Ziyech to Chelsea's done today. It was confirmed today. And that kind of means that, because Chelsea, the other ones that are kind of linked with him, not exactly the same player, but both wingers, both that kind of side. So,
and they've just
this side of you.
Okay, so this
because
side.
Because if you sit here facing out like that and have the mic over there, what's
that? Oh yeah, so I can talk into the mic.
Because
for some reason, when someone sets it up, they set it all up looking for the cameras this way. Yeah, it's nonsense.
ZX signing for Chelsea. I think that kind of means they may have been going a different way. Maybe Sancho's kind of said
they
want both.
Yeah, because they needed to replace Hazard, and they've still got Willian and Pedro, who are old as shit, that like might need replacing as well.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to get both, because 45 million or was it 37?
It's a bargain, he's only 26.
It's not a lot of money for Ziyech, is it? So if he's an excellent player, they could still probably afford another.
I've seen someone tweet, though, there is a bit. Players in Holland that are 26, 27, something's gone on.
I think it's similar to the Bruno Fernandes thing in that regard. A lot of people have made the point that a lot of the best players to come out of Portugal have come out when they're like 19, 2018. Yeah. Bruno Fernandes is there at 25. And he's gone to Italy and it didn't really work out. Is that...
Some players peak at different times, obviously. Yeah.
Cantona was shit in France.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
There's always exceptions to it. Like.
There's exceptions to it. But like I said, that Ziyech one, like, there's a reason why he's still at Ajax at 27, and there's a reason why there was nothing happening until last season when...
He's gone for 35 million.
Yeah.
You can't buy anything for 35 million.
I've always said...
And why can't we do... Why have Chelsea now done two signings the last few windows when they've not even, like, outside of the transfer window done? Why can't we do things like that?
Also, how is that not tapping players up? How on earth can you sign a player halfway through February and that not have been...
Because when you approach a player, you ask the club for permission to sign him.
Yeah.
Or to speak to him, even. And if you say, right, lads, we're thinking of giving you like 40, 50 million for him, and if, let's say it's like Sancho, and they go, cool story, nerd, fucking sling it.
And then you still speak to him, that's when it's tapping up.
Yeah, that's potentially tapping up. Yeah. And you say to him, how about at the end of your contract, you just fuck these guys up. That's tapping up.
Yeah.
But if you go, like we did with Bruno Fernandes, we agreed personal terms before we agreed with the club.
Yeah.
So you sit down with Benfica, or even Sporting Lisbon, where you actually play for, and say to him,
if you want.
Yeah, hello, I'd like to talk to you about Bruno Fernandes. Yeah, pain in the ass he is.
Go for it.
So you ask them for permission to speak to their player. And then if you like, okay, well, what sort of transfer fee are you thinking? You go, oh, we're thinking like 40 million. And like, all right, we're thinking a bit higher, but yeah, crack on. And we'll sort out our terms between us. And then you start talking with the player. But I think the technicality, as Andy Tate would say, of everything at the minute is that you talk to their agents beforehand, which gets around it, and you've not spoken direct to the player. But like, come on, we all know the game here.
And that's why, you know, there's certain things where like, do you know when occasionally a player will get done for drugs, or like occasionally someone will get done for tapping up? The fact that everyone is doing it all the time always makes you think, when these people actually get done for this, something really egregious must have been going on, because this happens constantly and no one ever usually pulls it up. Like when someone gets done for like taking drugs or doing... Like,
the only time it gets really brought up is it happened with Sven and it happened with Ashley Cole, I believe, is where they had evidence somehow or that they... I think Chelsea had spoke to him while he was an Arsenal player and they didn't give him permission to speak and then they got done for tapping up.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
Yeah, exactly. People just do it all the time anyway, don't they?
It's a modern game.
Modern game, isn't it? Let's have a look. You know, in terms of Sancho then, where are we thinking? We're just straight in on the right wing?
Yeah.
No doubt?
Yeah.
Because he plays on the left a lot for Dortmund. He plays all over the place, doesn't he?
He started out on the left at City. And he came through as a left winger at City and then they moved him to the right and he looked fantastic. I think you could have him and Marcus swap in mid-game and I'd be mint.
Imagine
deal with that. Do you think deal with
if we get Sancho? Do you think we need a new striker to sort of get on the end of the chances he creates?
I think he wants
Martial's
that.
Going to be there for that.
I think he wants that anyway. I think he looks at Haaland this summer, this window anyway. So it's, I don't know.
You look at the style of players he's played with at Dortmund. They've not been. We have Anthony Martial leading the line now, but you know Alcacer, Haaland, they're a specific type of.
They're a nine.
They're proper out and out. So whether you know,
and then Royce has been one of their top scorers in the last like 18 months, and he's not a striker by any means. So they make. They just
he's injured
so
again.
Chances,
he's injured again. By the way,
he did all right for by his record. He did okay for the last 12 months to be relatively injury free. Imagine front three of Sancho, Rashford, and Timo Werner. Honestly, I don't know enough about Timo Werner.
He's gone to Bayern. I mean, all the best players just go to Bayern. He's got Bayern.
There's also a lot of talk that Liverpool could be picking him up too.
I don't know.
Liverpool have been linked with everyone.
Not many German players, I'm talking in comparison to other major leagues, come to the Premier League that often.
Yeah.
You know, there's obviously exceptions.
Thing about, oh, Liverpool are sponsored by Nike now. They're going to get fucking Mbappe. Like, people have been sponsored by Nike before. You didn't just get all the best players. When we moved to Adidas, we didn't just get, oh, can we have Messi, fucking Beckham, and whoever.
You signed Mata, Schweinsteiger, Schneiderlin.
Yeah, but they're not. They're like here. Fucking Mbappe's here. Mbappe's world record fee. It's not like you don't just get all the players that you're shirted.
Okay, so to counter your argument, Paul Pogba.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. We've got he's got a link to the club. We've got fuckloads of money, and we're used to spending that kind of money.
Oh, you mean when's Liverpool also Adidas' premier player at the time?
Yeah, but he still is. But it's not the same. There's if you think the connection between United and Pogba is the same as Liverpool and Mbappe,
no, it's not. No,
right, and that's the thing. And it's
but
twice
it might
as much
be
money.
Between Pogba and Adidas and Nike.
And I'm not saying that Nike don't want Mbappe to go to Liverpool, but all the players they've been linked with, this ludicrous anyone in the world like list of players. I've seen them linked with fucking Neymar. Like what's going on here? Yeah,
cough. No one's talking.
Shut
to
up,
you.
Siri.
Siri getting involved.
Like, Siri thinks
how much
Neymar's
is
going.
Mbappe going to cost 200 million.
Oh, like
it
I think
200 million, won't it?
It's 250, 300.
It's mad, isn't it?
He's a brand.
Like the United paying 90 million for the best midfielder in the world at the time, when we've sold players for 90 million before, we've bought players in for like 50, 60 million before. That's one thing. Liverpool's record is 75 million, and that was way above their record before that.
And that's because they sold Coutinho.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the British record at the minute? Is it Pogba?
Pogba, 89 million.
What did
going in is Pogba, going out I think is Coutinho.
Yeah, 120. Yeah.
What did Chelsea pay for that keeper?
75.
All right, I thought it was 90.
No, it's
75. So Pogba's currently the British transfer fee record.
Yeah, yes, I think so. Yeah, and then
so we've never had anyone Maguire. Over 100. Yeah,
no,
and then Maguire.
What was Van Dijk?
75. Right. So Maguire, Pogba, Maguire, Van Dijk, Kepa. Yeah.
Right, so if we...
Lukaku. No, I think Lukaku's up there. I think
75. I think it was add-ons up to something like 75
million. The thing is, when Liverpool buy someone, it's just the price. When United buy someone, it's reported that it's their add-ons, the fucking fees, and their
wages as well.
Pogba costs 150 million, whereas Van Dijk cost them 30 with plus add-ons.
Was Van Dijk
add-ons? The add-ons was the other half of the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was Van Dijk 75 plus add-ons, or was add-ons adding up to 75?
Who fucking cares? At the
it's
end
a lot of
day?
Money. It doesn't matter. Does it?
Do you know what? When we paid 30 odd million for Rio Ferdinand, my granddad was fuming. Right, yeah,
that was a lot of money in like 2002. That's fucking ridiculous.
25% of United's income revenue at the time.
Now there's three players at the in United's history which have cost in excess of 40% of our turnover at the time.
Yeah.
And I think...
Is it Robson, this one?
Robson, Dennis Law, and I think Rio might have
been. Yeah, because I think we... Yeah. I don't know if it was... I don't think it was 40% with Rio, but he was 30 million, wasn't it? And I think we made that year like 150 million. He was like 20% of our turnover. That's like us spending... What is it? What did we make now? 650.
Have you seen that one where they do like inflation, like Shearer from Blackburn
to Newcastle?
Would have been like a 90 million.
Do you know what the most expensive signing? I think it is with inflation
surely
in history.
Is it Sean Wright Phillips?
No, it's something. It's you're kind of. It's one you wouldn't think of, but it's a higher caliber player than that.
Nicholas Anelka. In terms of total.
I know Sean Wright Phillips was.
You're saying Sean Wright.
Can you tell us what decade it was in?
It was in the year. I'll tell you what year it was. It was 2006, 2007.
Chelsea then.
Yeah.
Torres.
No.
It is.
Oh, bollocks.
Anyone
David Luiz?
Shevchenko.
Shevchenko is apparently.
A mad one as well
because he was 50 million at that
highest
time.
Highest record fee inflation, I think, taken into consideration, the most expensive player in history.
And the other reason behind that is that he wasn't. He was 29 or 30.
Yeah.
There's a weird thing about you. You can buy Sean Wright Phillips for whatever the fuck they paid for him. You can buy Paul Pogba because you know what? One contract in, we can still flip him for probably a profit.
Yeah.
Three
quarters of what you're getting, yeah, at least.
But when you buy a 30-year-old, yeah, one decent contract, yeah, 3-4 years in, you're getting a handshake and a high five, yeah, as a transfer.
Well, that's what he came for. He's Abramovich's mate, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Playing the golf course together. Although he was, on his day, probably the best striker in the world, but he was probably past it by then anyway.
Yeah.
If anyone's interested, that's Ben Adams' password for everything. If you can guess his email address, you'd probably get into all of his life.
What?
He might have changed it.
Shevchenko.
Rashford, Werner, Sancho.
Well, you just probably thought that was a complicated
Hassan sausage roll party, if that happens. Would you like Werner?
Werner? I quite like Werner. Sorry, Matt. Scott saw him score two goals in front of us, actually. We went and watched Leipzig and Frankfurt.
Mm.
Naby Keita, anonymous. Upamecano. Mint.
He's been absolutely balling recently for Leipzig.
Paulson and Werner were fucking mega.
Paulson's a very unique player, isn't he? Yeah. He's like fucking Zlatan or something. He's like 6 foot two.
Yeah, played a nice 4-4-2. Good 4-4-2 system. Werner scored a little flick right in front of us. Buzzing. Yeah. Absolutely mint.
Yeah, I think there aren't many players that are like that, really. And I saw a thread on Reddit the other day that was talking about how Martial's kind of in-the-box positioning has changed over the years. And that he was more of a poacher before than he is now. He seems to drop back and win the ball back a bit more. I don't know if you can reteach that back into someone, or you just need to say this is what Martial's becoming as a player, and we need someone else that can do that. But Werner's definitely, despite being fast as fuck, he's also quite a good poacher, isn't he? He's not just relying on his pace.
I think he's a bit more of a complete forward, yeah, as they would say.
I think Martial could get a bit of confidence. It sounds daft if Ighalo gets going a bit and Martial plays on the left a bit, that could get him back going again a little bit.
I mean, look how much better he is when Rashford plays, and look how much better Rashford is when Martial plays. Like, the worst period for Rashford this season was when Martial was injured at the start of the season.
And now
how sticky he was getting.
And now it's Martial's worst.
And I think there are definitely problems with Martial's game.
Do you know the difference?
Put good players around him, he's going to be way better.
With no goals, you still get work out of Rashford.
Yes, exactly. This is what
and without goals, Martial, you want to scream, very frustrating.
Comments are just going to go.
Martial FC.
I agree. First time I've annoyed the comments.
But I still think
I still think we can.
There's a lot to get out of Martial. I wouldn't sell him. We just don't got enough players anyway.
No,
he's going to be here
I wouldn't
next season,
sell him.
Regardless
but,
of if he's
and Joe, I don't know who's the obvious number nine to bring in. We've been linked with a few. Some people getting excited about the kid from Celtic. Isaac's been another one. There's a couple kicking around there. Moussa Dembélé is probably near the very top of my list, I would say. Outside of that, I mean, it's not like there's a young Lewandowski kicking around.
Well, Haaland's maybe the closest. Haaland,
yeah.
Apart from Haaland, and I don't reckon we're getting him.
What do you think to this Kai Havertz, lad? He's another one who's set to join Liverpool because they've got fuck loads of money.
I doubt it. I know that we went in for him in Janvier, and that's January for the non-bilingual amongst us. And we balked at his price because we never just go, I don't fancy that. You always go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake. So yeah, he was big dog.
And he's not done that much this season, has he?
United pulled out of that. So apparently we was in for him and we'd gone quite far, but like they wouldn't budge on a price and we said no.
He seems like the sort of player that, like, sort of that Thomas Muller kind of player where you think... What are you actually really good at? And he's, I don't know. And like, you're good at shooting? I'm quite good. Are you fast? Not really.
But sometimes it's like Cantona.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It's like...
A little good at everything.
You don't know how that's going to translate, though, because sometimes those players come to England and are Cantona, and sometimes they come and they're...
Andres Pereira.
You talk about sort of players on this wall, and you're like, you know, trying to explain to you little and as you're growing up, David Beckham, this, he had that right gigs. Oh, one of the most... Just glides across the turf and Paul Scholes dictate a game with his eyes closed. And about Cantona, and you're like, it was just amazing. Why?
Was he fast?
No.
Was he the best finisher at the club?
No.
Was he really like good at dribbling and getting past players?
No.
Could he tackle?
Not really.
Is he good in the air?
Kick people in there.
Not really.
Only when he's kicking people in the face,
But you're like,
flying through
or in the chest.
In terms of just having it. Which is just, it's a nonsense cop-out fucking term, innit? It was just mint.
On the topic of Beckham, I have to mention the combined treble and Liverpool 11s that have been doing the rounds on Twitter. I mean, there's a case to make for some of them. But I think I saw one where it was like, and this is no insult to like Salah or Mane, because I do think they are world-class players, but like, you can't, Cole and York up front are like, they're just the
they
duo.
Are greater than the sum of their parts. That's why they're
it's
work.
Just
See,
that insane.
Was, that's the thing as well, because the argument I said, like, you could put Trent in as a right back over Gary Neville.
Yeah.
If you are picking individual players as Overall, maybe he's a bit better.
But what do you get in the team? There's no benefit to the team.
If your David Beckham is on the right-hand side, you're having Gary Neville behind him.
No Dennis Irwin, people are saying. People forget because they never saw Dennis Irwin playing it before their time. That he was in, team of the decade. Team of the decade, team of the year three times.
Because I said I'd have David Beckham and Frank Lampard over Steven Gerrard.
I saw that tweet. That boiled some
pills. Because you've had Scouse propaganda shoved down your neck for 25 fucking years. Listen, there was at no point anyone was in the argument that saying that Steven fucking Gerrard was the best player in the world. None. And if they were, they were idiots.
People tried to force it when they won the Champions League, but just because they won the Champions League. Yeah. And he was the best player for a shit team that won the Champions League.
Yeah, but in 2005, he was not the best player in the world.
No.
It was probably, at the time,
it was about 8 plays for AC Milan.
Kaká, Ronaldinho, probably.
Shevchenko.
So, at the time, probably even Pirlo would have been in with a shout of it then.
Despite him not being a United player, I think Frank Lampard is one of the most underrated Premier League players.
Yeah. Like, look at his goals.
Fuck? He's got 200 goals from midfield. Why doesn't everyone's like, oh, is he? Yes, he's better than Gerrard. Yes, he's better than Gerrard. Because he didn't fucking sprint up and down all day.
Personal preference, I'd have Michael Carrick over Gerrard.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not going to die on the hill of Carrick is better than Gerrard. I'll just say, in terms of what I want out of a team.
That's going to boil some piss now. That's going to boil some
piss. Make sure you tag me and you're fucking tweeting it.
And then you watch in the years when Gerrard tried to sit back and do the skulls thing, because people are trying to talk about fucking assists and shit. Gerrard couldn't do what Scholes did. He fucking slipped over and got sent off all the time.
Gerrard relied heavily on being a bit what like Rooney did, actually.
But Rooney scored
in terms of being a bit of a fucking charge all over the pitch. Yeah, and he made up for not having the greatest of touches in the world by just being persistent. And
he was a really good player. That's, yeah.
But like, David Beckham might be the most disrespected fucking player in the world. People were like, oh, he's only famous because of his wife.
He was very good at kicking balls, wasn't he?
He was outrageous. He was like, for me, the mark of a good player or a great player is how they perform in the big games. And in the biggest of the big games, the biggest of the big moments, if David Beckham had anything to do, he would do it. Now, the goal against Greece, for starters.
But
no one else puts that in the joint.
You need to, you have to, watch that whole game.
Oh, when he misses, seven.
Yeah, but but not just that. He dragged that team through in terms of everything. Shit. He was,
he was in a qualifier in the first place.
The tackles he was putting in that game, how he dictated play. You need to watch that game in full and just go, look how good David Beckham was.
People just look at David Beckham, 2006 to 2010, where he's sort of strolling about a bit, just curving the ball in every so often. His fucking work rate in the 90s.
In 1999.
It was just insane.
It was unreal. So
sprinting up and down.
The big
non-stop
moments. So we say the greater the player, the greater their involvement in the big moments. And the big moments, David Beckham is unapproachable. Now, Ollie and Sheringham got the headlines in 1999 in Barcelona, right? They put the ball in the back of the net. Who put the cross in? David Beckham. Okay, cool. Semi-final. Let's go to the semi-final. Now, you remember Roy Keane's header. Who put the cross in? Yeah. David Beckham. There was also one of the balls that I played for, I think, Andy Cole in that game as well. Let's go. Okay, roll it back to the quarter-final. We beat AC Milan. 2 crosses to Dwight York headers in the K-stand. David Beckham. Yeah. Let's go to the semi-final of the FA Cup. You probably remember Ryan Giggs' goal. I think it's that one down there, actually.
Yeah, who scored?
Top off. But David Beckham scored a world-class goal in the first half.
And also, even the last game of the season, was it Leicester?
Spurs.
He scored a last-minute winner the first game of the treble season.
That goal. No, but that goal in the...
It makes no sense,
it's
that goal.
From this corner of the box going there, and it goes that way into the top bin.
I don't even know how you do that.
No, I don't. It's facing the wrong way. It goes behind him and curls in the top.
And that's the thing, is that run of games there where everyone's going, oh, he wasn't that good. And you're like, yo, Gerrard never had that stretch of games.
No. And even
Lampard
like,
didn't have that.
Rivaldo won world player day, won the Ballon d'Or that year, and it fumes me to this fucking day. It makes me sick, right? And he probably won it on the back of an international tournament. But the one or the two occasions where United faced off against Barcelona,
3-3 both times.
Yeah, was it 3-3 and 2?
Beckham scored a world.
It was 3-3 both times.
Yeah. So Beckham scores an unbelievable free kick at the United end and sets up some of the fucking interplay that epitomised that season.
Oh, that
between
Cole and York. The,
York that, and Cole.
That's all I can remember of it.
What was Rivaldo's involvement in it? Oh, I'll tell you. It was fucking diving for a penalty.
And he scored that over a kick from the edge of the box?
He scored a free... He scored... is this against United in 99?
This is Group D.
He did. He United, definitely... I think he scored United, a free kick Barca, that wrong footed Schmeichel. Was that him in one of the games?
And that's the other thing is about people comparing those things. Like, that group that United had, they beat Bayern and Barca in the group.
Brombie got that one, right? Oh,
Brombie were a bit shit.
Imagine now if Liverpool won the treble the chances of a non-Liverpool player winning the Ballon d'Or are fucking zero, even with Messi and Ronaldo about.
Fucking David Ginola won English Player of the Year.
PFA player, it's madness in that season. Madness. Yeah.
Do you know what happened? Is Manchester United's vote got spread amongst people going, fucking Keane was awesome. Yeah. Keane's my
Dwight
vote. Dwight York, boom. Yeah. European player, European Golden Boot. There you go.
He can have that. Coming in.
Yeah, there
incredible.
You go. Boom. There he gets a vote.
Yeah, exactly.
So what happened is you had like, I think you had like seven United players in the top 15.
Yeah.
Rivaldo won. And Beckham was second. And Beckham should have been World Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. The bigger the game, the bigger the occasion, the bigger the balls on David Beckham. And what you have to remember, when you're just looking back at this with the fucking black and whiteness of history and time, if he wasn't alive at the time,
World Cup, 98,
David Beckham had to endure the most outrageous abuse for getting sent off when a game was 2-2, that finished 2-2, and then England went out on penalties that he didn't miss.
He got fucking death threats.
Yeah,
like, it was
outside that fucking pub in Upton Park, they hung an effigy.
Yeah, yeah.
The Sun front page was a dartboard with his face in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Imagine that shit. The start of that season, he got booed every touch of every game, and his response was to put in the most flawless fucking performance that I've ever witnessed in a United shirt. He ran every blade of grass. He, like, there used to be a video on YouTube which was called Goals, Passes and Assists, and it's been pulled by copyright, and I am gutted I never downloaded it. It's got a really stupid house music tune over it. But apart from the assists and apart from the goals, the amount of like pre-assists, the amount of defence splitting balls, he's on the halfway line and he hits like a fucking sliced ball into the opposite corner, which Giggs picks up and puts into the box for Colt.
The best
score.
Crosser of ball just, ever in the Premier League, the including
best,
Trent, whoever the fuck you want to
talk
about.
Range of passing
easily.
You'll ever have.
Yeah, apart from Paul.
Best free kick taker of all time. Is there? Yeah, he's definitely KP made.
His ratio's not amazing.
Janinho, I think, is like most goal scorer.
Janinho Pernambucano is one of the best ones.
Is that the Leon Janinho?
Again,
yeah.
Him against fucking France goalie.
Nah,
like,
but man, his free kicks were really fucking
just
ridiculous.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. But goalkeepers are one of the things that falls off so quick when you're looking at quality of teams. The fucking, some of the goals that Bruno Fernandes scores in Portugal where the goal is just like, whoop, like cartoon, like oops, reading the fucking newspaper. The
listen,
ball
I'm here
legs.
All day long for Beckham propaganda. Yeah. Honestly, like, I can't tell you the impact of the man and the place he had to come from for
to be the best player in the world.
Yeah, it was outrageous. It was out fucking outrageous. And it's no coincidence that 2 years after he left, Gary Neville was finished. Because, like, people say they want, oh, you put Trent in the team if you've got crossing. Trent's a numbers merchant for it. He's just like, keep putting it in. Like,
he's also putting it in really well, though.
The precision on David Beckham and is not comparable to what Trent's doing at all. And the amount of, like, one-touch finishes that he facilitates that I don't think Trent gets anywhere near because of the quality of the fucking crosses. And, in fact, that Barcelona game, there's about three balls that David Beckham puts in. Don't Scholes miss an overhead kick in that? Straight from him.
I think so.
Like, do me a favour. If you want to know about David Beckham, just search this. Barcelona, Manchester United, 98-99. And just watch both legs and then tell me that Rivaldo was the World Player of the Year in that.
Yeah.
Just watch every involvement from David Beckham and be in awe of one of the fucking absolute masters of his craft. He outshone everyone in that team by a fucking mile. York was Golden Boot. Keane was a fucking enigma, but like the consistency from the start of the season, where I think he scored against Wimbledon, I think, or Leicester, to the fucking final kick in fucking Barcelona. He's in all the fucking, every highlight you want to do. He's overshadowed by someone in everything, and he's the fucking, but he's there. Like, Giggs might have got it in the semi, and York might have got it in there, in Barcelona, and fucking, in the final, it might have been Ollie. But guess what? Beckham,
but
right
then he played, and in that Champions League final as well, he played centre midfield next to Nicky Butt. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, he's still stuck him out
nullified.
Wide.
And because of that, we were shit.
Someone in the comments says, I'd love to argue you guys in person on this. Beckham is not better than Trent. They're different types of players. I assume he means crossing ability, but
just fucking log out now.
I don't know how you can measure crossing.
What are you going to argue? What are you going to argue?
Like, I don't know.
What are you arguing?
Beckham
what?
With the space of being a fullback and the absolute lack of defensive responsibility.
Beckham today might even play as a wingback. He potentially.
He didn't have the speed, so.
He didn't have the speed, but.
But he's got the defense. He's got defensively,
defensively.
Is Trent
good
better than Beckham defensively?
Probably not.
Like, you don't really see it, do you?
No.
You don't see Beckham making
Beckham
the mistakes
better than you think defensively.
Because he was a grafter. Was good, Beckham was a guy that finished the bleep test. That was him and Dwight York finished the bleep test. That's what Gary Neville says, isn't it? They were just unapproachable fitness level wise.
Yeah, incredible.
David Beckham is the most. But the fact that that comment's even a fucking comment. Yeah. Six titles in England and he fucking binned it at 26.
Yeah.
Gone, laters. Oh, and then he went to the biggest club in France. Then he basically made fucking football popular in America. Oh, and then he also went to AC Milan. And he did a little bit of time at Real Madrid. Come on, man. Look at the fucking clubs he's played and won things for. And over 100 caps for England.
Cam.
Fuck out of it.
Cam, the malingering fucker that is Cam, by the way, who can't come to work for fucking money, literally, is in the comments saying that Reece James is better than Trent and Trent's better than Beckham. Fuck off, Cam.
Bowl with your name on it.
Anyway, should we talk a little bit about the Chelsea game? Because we've actually got a fucking game coming up.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah! Give us the stats.
Oh, stats, right. So Chelsea, 3 wins in the last 10 games. They've been a bit poor as well. They That's are. In the league.
Hey,
That's in the league.
What was the way that someone framed it in the video we did today? Someone said...
Not lost 5 out of 6.
3 in the last 10. That's how you frame it.
Lost 4 games at home this season, and a lot of them have come in recent weeks to the likes of Bournemouth, West Ham, Southampton as well. Conceded 43 to United's 36. So
that's a lot of goals conceded, that.
They've scored 43 to United's 36.
That's a lot. That's not.
That sounds a bit more realistic. They've conceded 20. Or they've conceded. Sorry, not 23. I think it's 33 to United's 29. Okay. Like that. So better defense. There's 6 points ahead of United and. Yeah, in fourth. Now I've got the XG here. I've been trying out this XG thing. I've been, you know, they're actually
been reading a book for about 18 minutes.
Yeah, their XG is about 49 goals compared to United's 44. So they're probably better at taking.
So we are, our XG is 44 and we've scored 36.
Yes,
that's and theirs well is yes.
theirs is 49 and they've scored 43.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's about they're looking at 1.97 goals a game. We're at 1.78. So they're scoring. Obviously more than we are. That's probably down to the fact they've had less injuries and they've got a target man in Tammy Abraham who...
And they've got midfield.
And they've got a midfield as well. So it'd be an interesting game. And also, we've played them twice this season. Scored 7, conceded 1.
Yes.
So, you know.
My worry is that we're not going to beat Chelsea 3 times in one season. That seems mental, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem a bit unlikely. A bit unlikely.
I've not beaten them for a whole
long time. We were looking at stats before.
There's this run from like 2012...
No, it was before that one. It was 2000.
Well, there was the Mourinho bit where we just didn't beat him for a bit, and then but then it was like 2012 to 2017 where we didn't beat him.
It was just like draw, loss, draw, loss for fucking ages. Oh shit! And they still have the best record against United of any team in the Premier League era. So the fact
even
that
when
we're
they haven't been that good
in the 90s, there was like a bit of a bogey team.
Yeah, because that was when they were shit, and we still couldn't beat him.
Jimmy Floyd, that's all. Fuck.
But yeah, I think we've got a chance. I hope we get a good game out of Bruno Fernandes. I worry that they're going to be like, well, they've only got one midfielder. Let's just stick Kante on him, or let's just fucking crowd him out, and we'll win.
What's the word on Scott McTominay? I don't think he's going to be. I don't think he's going to play. I don't think
he's back in training.
Twanzebe won't play, and
we're gonna throw Igalo in.
Yeah,
and he's gonna be in the tunnel and be like, "And this is Dan, and this is Dan, this is."
And cough on all those Chelsea players, getting them shitting themselves.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Joe, you would, wouldn't you? You're in the tunnel. And just turn to him and just go.
We got that.
Imagine him just by just go.
What
great.
Country is the Irish lad from?
What county? County Meath. Grew up in County.
You're from Altrincham.
County Meath. Oh, he's right. I was born in. Is Timpley in Altrincham technically? Yeah. Yes, Timpley. Right. Yeah.
The Irish lad. What passport have you got?
I've applied for my Irish one because this Brexit is a bit too hard for me and
this old Brexit.
But I didn't ask you that. What passport do you currently hold?
That's data protection. I can't, you know.
Oh, well, I'll just tell him it's an English one. Or a United Kingdom one, if you want to get technical.
I don't know. Can't disclose that information. But yeah, proud Meath, man. But yeah, Igalo. I was looking at his numbers there, and like, because we saw he scored like 10 and 17 in the Chinese Super League, and we were all like, well, that's actually pretty good. It's like, when you compare it to the rest of the league, I think it's like tied 20th in the league, you know, the way.
Don't worry about that.
And like, I don't want to, you know, he could be
a Shen Shai Shai Shuan fan though. That got around at least 50%.
Top scorer in the league is like 29 goals in 28 games. But a lot of people are saying, and I fall into this, I really can see him maybe not scoring 10 goals this season.
If he gets 4, but they're the right 4,
cult goals,
that could easily be enough.
Drogba goals, I like to call them.
City, get us a goal to get us in the fucking Europa League final, get us in the FA Cup final. Do you know what I mean? He could score four goals and beat, like, Teddy Sheringham. What, we were looking the other week, weren't we, Steve? Didn't he score like six goals in 99, Sheringham? And they were like fucking semi-final, final, semi-final, final. Like, something ridiculous.
Well, he scored one in Europe.
Yeah, one in Europe.
It wasn't a bad one.
He scored one in the FA Cup as well, didn't he?
In the final.
Yeah.
Like, something like that.
So if he gets the right goals, four goals will do it.
It's nil-nil. We need a goal.
Five goals.
Yeah.
But they were all just huge goals. Huge goals.
One of them would probably beat United in FA Cup.
But one of them was the header against Bayern Munich in the extra time. That's kind of what he was.
Loved it. Even when he was like on a Zimmer frame at Chelsea, he still fucking scored against United at Old Trafford. Remember 2015? He still scored the header, yeah? Unbelievable.
Yeah, he did. It was good.
But yeah, so...
That was the game where Van Persie scored.
Yes, the last minute we were talking about earlier as well. But how do we think... I think he could be a bit of a Roy of the Rovers type player.
Igalo?
This is going to get clipped up when he obviously doesn't hit the one shot on target in his time here. But
we have no idea, but guess what? He's better than nothing.
Yeah.
How much better does someone being a United fan make him on the pitch?
It means that we all want him to. I mean, we all want anyone who signs for him to be a success.
If he scores on his debut, we will go fucking wild.
What if he takes his pants off?
Imagine if he did just take all his clothes off and runs into the crowd. Yeah. Like greased up Defcon and family.
So who was he's it? Not been was, sent off, he's just not been found. He's still in the Stretford end somewhere.
You get a booking for taking a tackle out, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
There's definitely a player.
Does that count as a reckless tackle?
You'd get.
There's definitely a player.
Do you reckon you got a bloody up, or do you reckon the fact that you scored a goal is going to at least give it a bit of a chub?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just rude getting naked, isn't it?
Unless you've chubbed it up. Banned from all Premier League.
Can you believe that? Right, you say something racist and you get banned for like 5 years. If you get your knob out, you're done for the rest of your fucking life. What the fuck?
Just a knob.
Just a lovely
knob. Half the population's got them.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even a big one.
Imagine
it wasn't offensive.
Imagine that guy's thought process. Like, the ball's just gone in. You've just won FA Cup.
I mean, I joke about it all the time. No pants in the Stretford. But I got it.
And like, this guy has like 2 seconds, you know, and you got to appreciate, Geordie's, you know, the spontaneousness of it.
To be fair, it is a Geordie thing. Like, there's literally countable amount of them with tops off.
Yeah.
Like, when
that famous guy, the big fat lad, who's like... There's probably a few of them. I don't think it's just one.
No, it's different guys because that guy's always dead by 20
years. Yeah, exactly. If you happen to have a birth defect where your nipples looked exactly like soft penises, do you think you'd get banned for the rest of your life for taking your top off?
Someone sent me something yesterday which has got a man with like some sort of knob grafted onto his forehead. Did anybody else see that?
Yeah, because it came off as Tommy
Dick. I saw that
fingers.
Guy who's bummed.
That's what it was.
Like, but no explanation. No, here's a story about no. It's just a guy.
Penis, I think he was on his arm.
Was he fucking about with a cat? Something, and he's just got like a knob on his arm.
It's honestly.
Say that, do you get banned for life?
Can anyone give me an explanation for that?
Why someone's got a knob on their arm?
Yeah. Mm.
Was it just a bit of like loose sausage meat that got put there?
I don't even know. Is this gone?
I think
so. He's gone with Deej.
You bet they're not playing now, are they?
No, this is
not live.
They don't play on Thursday afternoon. Let us know in the comments what you think to the Chelsea game then, because I reckon we'll do all right.
A Gala last minute winner, calling it now. Mm. I'm saying it now. Last minute, he's going to come on and it's going to be the shittest goal you've ever seen, but we will be maybe not whipping them out, but Pants will be off.
I'd love it if he scores.
I'd love it.
Oh, also, tomorrow night we're going to have Late Night Live as well. Valentine's Day special, lads.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you're 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Valentine's Day special.
You're going to bring a hot date on?
No.
No, fair enough.
I can't get any. United should not have signed any player from China because of current situation.
Bollocks. Infect the rest of the league. That's the idea.
Isn't that wrong with him?
Yeah, exactly.
Precautionary measures.
Can I just say, like, what actually happens if, you know, I know it's unlikely, nearly possible, but like, what if it infects the Premier League? Like, what happens?
The papers love it. Like, and for starters, like, he's not been allowed to go to Carrington, where nobody is, by the way.
Yeah.
But he has been allowed to go to a taekwondo gym in Manchester, which is open to the public. And I know hundreds of people are at every single day. And he's out here, like, fucking doing weights.
Justice for taekwondo, people. Justice for taekwondo.
They have to do it for 2 weeks, don't they?
Do what, though?
Just keep him away from the people they want to keep him away from. Yeah.
Yeah, but just imagine the headlines that if people did get infected from him being there.
Because the problem is...
Or, even worse, it's just purely coincidental that someone who has done taekwondo once in their life got dengue, and people just draw the connections. Someone who trained at Manchester's taekwondo gym got the coronavirus.
It'd been better said he'd been kept out of Carrington, but he has been training slightly near Melwood training in Liverpool. He just turns up there every day.
He's been seen coughing over every car.
He's just seen coughing in the Wirral.
Passion is not an attribute to be a good player.
It bloody well is.
An attribute. Definitely.
Just better than being apathetic.
Yeah.
It makes you a better player.
Like some playing more Asuakatu. Imagine if he liked playing football, how good he could have been. He could have been the 25th best left back in the Premier League if he'd have liked it. Rather than the fucking 30th. I like it occasionally when people come out and say, you know what, I don't even like football, me. I like that, I respect that.
Yeah, at least they say it.
Yeah. We'll beat him 10-0 apparently. Can we just get 11 players from China, play them all against Chelsea? No.
No, we can't do that.
Unfortunately not. Yeah, I reckon we've got a decent chance of beating them, which is one thing that has changed since Mourinho days, where I feel like we can go into big games with a bit of confidence that we might actually win, because I never felt like that under Mourinho, really. Ever since we got fucking twatted.
Yeah, because he would set up to try to not lose rather than to actually win.
So you could maybe get a draw under Mourinho, but we actually got
out
and,
fucking
like,
hell, people moaned about that. Do you know what? I don't mind losing if we actually tried. Yeah. Well, now we do.
Yeah.
People, and you still moan.
People don't mean it. People don't mean anything they say. That's one thing I've realised growing up.
It's the style of play.
No one means what they say in any way.
Absolute bollocks. No, it's not.
Do you want
to
address for Valentine's Day Late Night Live? That's from you, Adam.
Jesus, Adam.
No. Absolutely not.
Is that for your own enjoyment?
A lovely long denim dress.
Right, I'm going to love you and leave
Stephen's
you.
Stephen's got to go now because, what you got?
Janine's going spinning. Listen, don't grow up and get married. It's a trap.
Spinning's like cycling, but you stay still, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the Tour de France in a room.
Yeah, with some massive bloke screaming at you at the front of the class. Come on! You're a pathetic twat! Stuff like that.
I think yours are different.
Ramsay-esque. Oh, yeah.
Frozen!
Sorry.
I'll tell you what. I do look good at this.
Imagine Gordon Ramsay hosting a spinning class.
If Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares USA isn't your guilty pleasure...
It's got to be USA because the UK is too realistic. Nice. USA was too.
Real fucking bullied someone yesterday. Bad, like there was this Italian guy who was proper mobbing it up, like hey, and all that shit. And he was an absolute whopper, yeah. Right? And you just wanted him to chin him. It even started fighting outside and stuff like that. And you just think,
I saw that. That's like the first ever episode of Kitchen Nightmares. I think it's fucking hilarious.
And then he buys him like a whole new kitchen. You just think, why are you doing this? This guy's a fucking knob.
I'll send you the invoice.
And
later.
Then there was the next one that he comes to, and it's like a really lovely guy, but he's a bit timid.
Who, Ramsay?
No, the guy. Oh yeah, Sherman. Him's a bit timid, and he just fucking abuses him. Yeah. And you're like, I was watching, and I was like. He's been fucking really harsh on this guy here.
Apparently, off camera, he doesn't speak to the kitchen staff or the owners that often. So he's literally on camera just calling them dick faces and donkeys. And he called one guy French pig. Called him a French pig. It's just brilliant. I love it. Right, I love Gordon Ramsay.
See you later, Steve.
Gordon Ramsay, director of food, Jacob O.C. Probably the greatest comment ever.
We could do better than the fucking... Mank pie, or whatever it's called, that we've got now, and like bottles of Heineken for 18 quid.
Yeah,
I definitely take Ramsay in to do that. Slide
this. He's a Chelsea fan, actually, I think. No, his son is a Chelsea fan, I think, coincidentally.
Is he
reframing
us?
Is he reframing
us?
Yeah, he is. Right, what else are we going to say? Anything else to add, men?
You know what? What we're doing, what's everyone doing this weekend? It's our last weekend of freedom before the football comes back.
Oh, football's back. Oh, well, Valentine's Day tomorrow.
We are ensnared by the chains of mediocrity once more.
Look at this. House has gone. The viewership is dropping.
Right, come on, reframe.
Yeah, everyone's just gone.
You know what? Stick around, guys. Also, while you're all here, we do the podcast on YouTube, of course, but all of the podcast episodes time, you know, what they say.
Since back on the first ever episode is on
Is on Spotify, YouTube, not Spotify, YouTube. YouTube. I've lost it, lads. He's on Spotify, iTunes, podcasts. Your podcast streaming service of choice.
Anything you can think
get on
of
there. And also, if you leave us a 5-star review on Monday on the Harrison's Brew, every week we're going to look at the best review of
and
the
give
week.
A mug away.
And we're going to give you a free Stretford Paddock mug. So if you go on,
so you need to
if you search Stretford Paddock podcast. Sorry, Alex, I'll let you speak in a second. Stretford Paddock podcast on iTunes, where the hell ever, Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review, and if it's funny and it makes us laugh and it's interesting. We will give you a mug, so that'd be great.
But
thank
what you need to do is you need to leave like your Twitter handle, your Instagram handle, some way of us contacting you in that review, because otherwise we can't find you. So do that, put the review.
Matt
Hodges
says no house and no party. Well, Harrison doesn't even go to that many parties, so.
And this looks like a pretty cool party to me.
Yeah, you're just using that as an excuse to not go to parties because you don't get invited to them, Matt.
Oh, that's so, better.
Insult the audience. That's the way
it's
to
house
do
party.
It.
What, is Stephen Harrison going to be there? No, I'm not going there.
Okay. Yeah.
And before we go, Cam keeps giving...
Boo.
Boo earned. Cam keeps giving his opinion in the Slack group. I'd just like to say, fuck off, Cam.
Yeah.
That's about it. All right. What you said earlier.
Fuck off, Cam.
We want Harrison. Yeah, fair. That's fair. Yeah. He's probably doing like some sort of live thing from his car. That's the only thing he doesn't do live, isn't it?
Car. It's a bit dangerous, but, you know, put it past him.
I've driven with him before. Thank goodness he's gone. Time for the real show. Nice one.
There you go.
That's more like it. No house and sentences ending with Dunno one eye in it every single time.
In it.
That's what. So apparently that's how Stephen Hassan ends.
Or Widge. He says Widge a lot.
He says Widge a lot as well. Yep. Ole will be better. Don't really know what that's in reference to. Someone just said how. Well, that's in response to that one. Well, Klopp had to rebuild, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's easier said than done winning the fucking Premier League, isn't it? That's why only about five teams have ever done it, because it's not that easy. So
no.
Liverpool haven't won it in 30 years, let's not forget.
It's really long time, though.
I know.
I don't really want to go 30 years without
They've not won the Premier League without the pass-back rule.
They've not won the Premier League without me on Earth. Boom. With me on Earth, should I say. Yeah. They've only won it without me on Earth.
I have seen them win two Champions Leagues, which is a bit...
I've seen United win two Champions Leagues.
Liverpool.
I thought you said him.
No.
I was going to say, only, no survivors.
No, lads.
Someone said Mulder, lol. I mean, he still won stuff with them.
Still a team. Still good at football.
Yeah, it's summer, innit? What are we doing this weekend, then? Come on.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day, and I'm...
Oh, yeah, you've got a girlfriend, haven't you?
Yeah, she hates me, but I'm on duty tomorrow.
She's a lucky
so.
Lady.
So if you're watching, can we please go halves? I'm absolutely skinned. Please. Please. Taking her out to... Well, I don't want to say the restaurant because people will mob me there. All my fans. All the people I influence.
All my fans.
All those people I influence and who love me and who follow me on Twitter, at Kieran Taylor too. Come on.
Your only fans as well.
The fucking... Oh, steady.
That's on Twitter.
The Seagull's got more followers than I do. Come on.
There's a Seagull that don't even fucking tweet that's got more followers than you.
Come on, jeez. I'm pretty funny.
He's going to tweet again.
I had one tweet that got like 60 likes and it was really funny. It was about Star Wars, if you haven't seen it yet.
That. If you liked Star Wars, you still live in your mum's basement.
And you still sleep in your parents' bed, which is really true because I did not like that film at all, and that's what came to mind when I saw it.
I preferred it to the one before, but it
because that was really bad as well. But
so apart from Late Night Live, what are you doing, Joe?
This weekend, it's my dad's birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday, Mr. Smith.
What's
the first name?
Martin.
Martin. Martin and Joe Smith have to be the two most English names ever. Is your mom's name like Sarah or...
I ought to fucking crack you.
Sarah Smith.
I ought to crack you for Jane, what you're
Jane, saying. Jane Smith.
No, Jane it's Smith. Not.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you her name because she's very active on Twitter.
And OnlyFans.
No, she's not really. She ain't got Twitter. Of course she
has. But she does have an OnlyFans.
So I'm going to go... We've got a bottomless brunch planned for Saturday.
Ooh,
dear.
Don't mind if I do. So that should be nice. I'm not sure if the food is bottomless or just the drinks.
I think so.
Oh, you'd want the drinks to be bottomless.
Bottom lips.
There's a lovely little poem from Kay Brennan here. Roses are red, violets are white. If you think you're good looking, you have your shite. Whatever that means. Great.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm meant to be playing golf, but it looks like there's like hurricanes and shit arriving in the UK. So I don't think that's going to happen. So if not, I don't know. Probably end up drinking somewhere.
Adesh, you've gone too far, mate. Probably end up drinking
steady.
Yeah, it'll probably just be there's not now on. Let's just go to the pub.
Yeah,
Dylan Axtell, Rise of Skywalker was a disgrace. Couldn't agree with you more.
Super chat.
Someone's left us two CAs. Shall we start calling United fans man fans?
Don't know.
Yeah, you should. Yeah,
if you put want
that
to.
In your Twitter bio. If
please
you
go to Old Trafford at the Stretford End and start, you know, saluting the United fans as man fans and see how that works out for you.
I watch Stretford Paddock because it's lads having a laugh.
Look at us. He's smiling. He's smiling now.
All the avocados you can eat. Someone saying mimosas.
Mimosas
are good. What are you all doing this weekend? It's your last weekend of freedom. Let us know what you're doing in the comments quickly before
like
we go.
4 million games after.
We need some female crew in the Stretford Paddock team. We'd love.
We don't discriminate.
We would absolutely love competent and, you know, worthwhile presenters and staff in any form. We're very happy to take on female presenters if
they're good enough.
Such become available and they're good. We need, same question again, where do you think we will finish? Probably about 55 minutes past four. Joe, are you getting your Valentine on Late Night Live? I think it's going to be a live cat.
You have to blow it up first.
It's not. No. I saw a picture of a shaven... raccoon on Instagram earlier. And whilst it wasn't my Valentine... It was a little bit sexy. Can I get a job at Paddock? No, but we are having a journalism internship. So if there's anyone in the comments who is interested in that, go over to
Twitter. It's got the link to it and all that.
Yeah. Roses are red. Sometimes they're white. I've ruined this already. Where is my coat?
Brilliant.
Yeah, great.
Kay Brennan, you don't sound like you were from Meath, by the way. It must be posh Meath. Did you live in Dublin? Went to school in Dublin. Grew up for 12 years in Navan and Dunboyne, if you know where they are. So a little bit of trivia about me.
So close to the word meat. Kylo Ren is the most wasted character in movie history. Nah.
The only saving grace from that film, IMO. Very good. Adam Driver is an excellent actor.
Yeah, and I think he's a bit scary.
He is, but he can have a laugh. Do you not see his SNL skits? He's down with the kids. He's down with
he's a real laugh, isn't
he? That humour. He's able to laugh at himself. He's a good guy.
Isn't everyone really able to laugh at themselves, really?
I don't know.
It's not that rare a trait to have, is it?
I mean, some celebrities do some stuff that you just can't laugh at. Like, I don't think Mel Gibson can be like, oh, I remember that time I left horrifically racist. Was it racist voice?
I think it was anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic.
We're splitting hairs.
Splitting hairs, but yes. I don't think Mel Gibson can... have a laugh about that.
Ross Murphy says, I really want a job in Paddock, but I don't live in Manchester. Sorry. Is it a paid internship? I don't want to read that because I'm never sure whether things are going to trip me up or not. No, perfect date choice for you guys. Who'd be a perfect date choice?
I've got to be very careful.
Where would it be? Who's it with?
Oh, you mean, it's with my lovely girlfriend who's watching and not anyone else. I tell you what, I just love something like Spoons.
Spoons.
Come on, cheap and cheerful, and cheap booze as well. I'm not about this
cocktail
faffy
life.
Cocktail club, VIP.
Is your girlfriend into that?
Crap. Well, it doesn't matter because I'm not. God, that sounds so misogynistic. Of course,
she will go wherever I drive the bloody car to, and she'll drive home because I've had one too many. It's as simple as that.
She
that's your
drinking. She's getting Diet Coke.
Because she's trying to lose a few pounds. What about you? Ideal Valentine's date?
Ideal Valentine's date? Probably involve alcohol and gin.
For God's sake. Jesus Christ. Gin? Basic bitches, you two.
Pink gin? Is this pink gin revolution? It's like a universal thing.
I'm not bothered about whether it's pink or
rose. Tonic or lemonade?
Tonic.
Yeah, tonic, come on. Lemon. It's refreshing
too
with
sweet
tonic.
With lemonade. And no.
My perfect Valentine's date, thanks for asking. We open on a misty glade somewhere in the north of England, but it could be North America. In the distance, there is a single white stag, and on his back is a sort of adapted trolley covered in food and ornaments. It's like a sort of a food buckaroo, if you will. He wanders into an opening where I've set up a campfire with my bare hands, and the scent from the smoke has infused my jacket with a sort of a manliness and a
and
real
then we
richness.
Say, fuck this, let's go to Spoons.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Just Spoons is fine, isn't it? Breaking Bad is the greatest TV show ever. Discuss now. Unrealistic.
No.
Rubbish.
No, Breaking Bad is good. Sopranos, best TV show of all time. No dispute. Game of Thrones is crap compared to the Sopranos.
Yeah, I think even that Chernobyl was better than Breaking Bad.
Different
Breaking
types of
Bad,
shows.
Like, what's that? Those two twins who were just. It's like, it's pretending to be real life, and yet it's full of, fake semi superhero characters.
Like,
here, rubbish.
Who's a superhero?
Those two twins. Oh, let's wear the same jacket and the same snakeskin boots. Let's have this man in a wheelchair who just dings his bell, and then they know what he's saying.
Yeah, that's
rubbish.
What people who have physical.
What, they just stand silent all the time?
Yes, when they can't speak because of physical impairments, they have to ring a bell.
Rubbish.
Although I don't know, I'm pretty sure there's absolutely more advanced ways rubbish. For people who are disabled to communicate, so maybe that's a bit far-fetched. Broken Man says he lives near Dunboyne. What part? Let us know. Is it Clonie? Is it Clonsilla? Where is it? Onger? Who knows? What has the posh one done to actually warrant a job? Is that...
What has posh done? As in David Beckham's wife?
Oh, Poch. I think he means Poch.
I think he means Poch.
Because I don't think...
I thought he was calling one of us Posh. Who's the poshest out of us three? It's between you two.
What?
I've seen your family homes.
You've not seen my family home.
Anyway, Mad Dogs was the bollocks. Don't know what that means. Probably a TV show. Band of Brothers, best series. I haven't seen it, but
excellent.
Steve says it's
excellent,
amazing.
Excellent.
I'm not sure about Poch. Let's go back to that. I'm not sure about Poch. He's done well at Spurs, but he didn't do much better than what Harry Redknapp was doing.
Mm.
In my opinion, really. Poch. I think if Harry Redknapp would have stayed there a bit longer and hadn't had all that England stuff, he would have got Spurs to where they got to.
Harry Redknapp, Champions League winning manager. Jesus, can you imagine?
I think he would have got
Spurs. Oliver, you're 14. You shouldn't be saying things like that in the comments. That's going to be a great
way
to end it.
That he knows he's 14. But
tomorrow. What
on...
we got tomorrow, Alex? Not tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, Late Night Live, tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, of course.
We've got the news.
We've got the news in the morning as well. There's all sorts coming up. Thank you very much for joining us. Again, like we said, you can get all of the Stretford Paddock podcast, including this, including Housen's Brew, and hopefully we'll be getting the watch-alongs on there as well. So all your Stretford Paddock... Stretford Paddock dreams are being made true. So check that out on Spotify, iTunes, podcasts, all your usual
places.
And
like the video. Like the damn video
as well. And if you, again, leave a 5-star review, and the best ones will get a free Stretford Paddock mug. Thanks for joining me, lads.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye.